Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Kathy Perry, longtime Brain Trust member, social media expert extraordinaire, and KathyPerry.com is her website, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, thanks again for being here. What's the next new topic that's happening out there in social media?
Well, the thing that I think is really important to share is that Facebook's adding new features to go after Yelp. And that was a pretty interesting shift. But they've launched professional services, which is an online business directory that would take, you know, be directly targeting the Yelp audience.
You know what's interesting about this, Kathy? Whenever Microsoft tried to bundle a feature into their service, into their product array, the antitrust division of the government took them to court. So here's Facebook with a virtual monopoly, almost a monopoly on social, bundling a Yelp-type service against a company that's a standalone. Yelp has a standalone.
They may go after them, you know. But
I'm just wondering about that. Does that make sense? Is it a similar thing, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's so interesting you say that because their manifest is to be the social network of the internet. You know what I mean? They want to be, you know, your main area. So they keep adding new features, new services, buying new companies. And Instagram, you know, they bought WhatsApp. They've added videos to Instagram to counter Vine, and then there's Periscope. So they're doing a lot of other services. But I thought it was pretty interesting that they decided to go after Yelp. Actually, Google tried to buy Yelp, and they turned them down.
Huh.
And then, so, you know, you look at those and go, wow, it's pretty amazing how they keep going, you know, expanding their services. And Facebook wants to become the front page of the internet.
Here's the problem. One of the problems, though, is it's really, really almost impossible to be all things to all people.
It is.
At some point in time, you got to figure out what your knitting is and stick to it.
Yes. And, you know, the funny thing is, though, Yelp, when they did their S-1 filing, they had admitted that Google, Facebook, and other companies may be more successful in developing and marketing online advertising offerings directly to local businesses, and then their stock fell.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's the bad thing. It's whether they can sustain their losses while these Goliaths go after them, you know, like Google and Facebook.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting how this is working, and it'll be interesting to see. Wouldn't it be a shame? See, here's what's a shame. It's the Darwinian thing that's alive and well in the marketplace. But I can see Facebook putting Yelp out of business, and then doing it so badly they close up their unit after they put Yelp out of business.
The consumer is
the loser.
Yeah, but it's it really just depends on if Yelp can sustain losses, and not have bottom line growth.
Yeah.
And that's really where
you got companies like Facebook and Google
who can use
other revenue sources to defeat somebody. I see in cases like this, I see I see companies going to the government for the, for redress.
And they might. You know what I mean? I hadn't read anything about that yet, but this is apparently really new. So,
right.
You know, it's going to take a little bit, and maybe Yelp will say, hey, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem with Yelp, companies like Yelp, though, is the government moves too slow for the technology.
Yes, it does. Yes,
that's the problem. Microsoft, we saw that with Microsoft. Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KathyPerry.com. KP, Kathy Perry. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is beautiful, whatever is of good repute, think on these things.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.